Going on, man. Welcome back to another The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. Oh my God, it's been, let's just say, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, I guess you could say, of a few days and whatnot. But now it is funny because when you end up going through very trying times, and you end up entertaining very some of the most toxic thoughts. This is because the well-being of my wife and whatnot, and me just overreacting and not, I'm more into the feelings rather than the facts. And then me getting some perspective from a best friend from when I was 6 years old and a pharmacist who I taught 3 years ago. And they're like, hey, man, come on now. You're going to be good. You're going to be good. Everything's going to be good. Well, not me, but of course, my wife and stuff. But it was just a simple mere fact that I felt like everything was going to be stripped away from me. And I felt just lifeless yesterday. But there are different fallbacks. There are different things that we have to, that I have to get back in touch with myself with and whatnot. And I realized that, I hurry up and bought a mastery course on Growth Day. Not only that, but I went back to Eric Thomas. And I loved Eric Thomas, especially during the whole COVID shutdown in 2020 and stuff like that. And because, that's what I needed. And so after hearing his voice and just hearing 1 4-minute video, I feel like, okay, I could get mentally prepared for this advance. And you guys heard that podcast. You guys love that podcast in terms of preparing for the advance. And so I'm very, very grateful that I've been able to snap out of that. And now it's like, okay, there are some people that need you at your best. We're going to have to, regardless of the outcome of the situation, it's going to be, and again, it's not much of a situation, but regardless of what does happen, what can I do now in terms of preventative measures, and what can we do going forward? You know what I mean? And so again, it gives you a lot of perspective, and maybe it was just a huge blessing in disguise. And after we get the result back and everything's good, it was truly the biggest blessing in disguise. So grateful for it. I'm so grateful going forward. And let's see what is going to happen, especially in terms of like medical insurance, health insurance. I'm so grateful for living in Thailand because, man, medical insurance looks out for you. In America, man, they're gonna kill you. They kill you. Insurance, absolutely, just completely fucking useless, because they just kill people. They say, nope, no medication. We're just gonna have them die. And if you aren't a millionaire and you can't pay for these different types of things and medication and whatnot, it's over. You're going to just die. So this is why, given that perspective, and say, man, I can't go back to America, man. America's fuck beyond comprehension. But nonetheless, I guess you just get a lot of great perspective, and I'm just grateful. Big shout out to AIA out here in Thailand Insurance for covering everything immediately, sending us SMS. Okay, boom. Okay, done. Okay. Oh, yep, we covered everything. $2,000. You good. Go get that operation. Within the matter of a half hour. It's just, man, that's just how they show up. And so, with that being said, now going forward, I got a new reinvigoration. I woke up this morning, I was listening to the Labyrinth song, and I was like, no. And the next thing I saw some messages, and I said, okay. And then I heard Eric Thomas, and I said, here we go. Okay. All right. Regardless of what the outcome is, baby, you got me 1000%. Let's go. Let's go get it. And I'm gonna do whatever I can. The vulnerability has come and gone. All right. You can sit sad for however long you want. Me, it was a one-day funk. Get it out your system. Let that vulnerability hit. Let that after that phase of catharsis, baby, you're gonna come out of it and you're gonna be stronger than ever. That's exactly what it is now. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I snapped out of it. I'm grateful with this advance, and I'm grateful that I need to put some motivation and I need to get who even just journaling and saying, okay, who needs me on my A game today? What is one thing I could be excited for? Those two questions reshape my mind. Just wish I had done it yesterday. But I had my day of funk. I had my day of letting all those emotions out. So let's go get it now. That's what I'm grateful for. So here we go. Goals, maps, and now, to be honest with you, I hope you have a big smile on your face this day. We're on the cusp of May. May is going to be a huge month. It's my birthday. We canceled the Bali trip and everything, but everything is turning up in terms of my business and stuff like that. Just got to make sure I get all the things done that I need to in order to make sure I kick ass the way I'm supposed to, right? But nonetheless, I hope that you guys have an amazing smile on your face, knowing that you are committed to self-mastery, improving yourself to improve the world. It's an honor to do this work. And with you, I want to talk about not overcomplicating things. You know, too often we make this process of achievement way harder than it needs to be. And I'm going to give you guys a few things to jot down today, probably about four things in terms of the accelerators. All right, so here we go. Today, okay, and this is good because, you know, sometimes we go straight into the midweek funk. And I'm just like, we can't go into this funk now. We got to get it going. Come on, let's pick this bad boy up. What's the thing that you're trying to achieve? Number one, the clarity of goal and outcome. What is that thing that you're trying to achieve this week or for the rest of the week, for the next 3 days, whatever it may be? And how will you know when you get it? What will it feel like? What will your life be like? So, what is that goal and what comes along with it? You know, it's that feeling of satisfaction of just committing to the Friday finisher, right? It could be like, oh, you know what? I told myself that I was going to show up for this individual and I did give myself a pat on the back. Had a big funk yesterday, you know, had to cancel. Felt bad, but at the same time, I was not mentally prepared to do anything. So I said, okay, I'm going to take this day to mentally funk the fuck out. I'm going to take this day to mentally funk the fuck out. But I tell you what, it's going to be a new whole new Arsenio with a drive and a killer instinct, let's say, to expect more of oneself and to show up for the individuals that need me most, to be that backbone for people. That's the outcome. The clarity of the goal is to get shit done in terms of my students. The clarity of the goal is going to immigration tomorrow without that bad mindset and saying, hey, listen. Okay, listen, I'm here for a 90-day report. You're gonna do this? If you tell me to go to a police station to do this, I'm not doing it. Give me my passport back. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. I ain't paying a goddamn thing. Okay, so this is gonna have to go down either one way or another. Okay, clarity of goal, get shit done. Okay, and so those are some of the bigger things that I gotta do this week, you know? You know, in terms of, you know, the clarity of goal, you know, with the fish tank and everything, I was like, man, fuck this. I ain't doing no fish stuff, but at the same time, I'm looking at the coral and it's almost oversized in the whole fucking tank, and the fish are getting so big that they're constantly fucking with each other all the time. I'm like, well, it's not so much about what I want to do, it's what needs to be done. I gotta start cycling that new tank. That's another clarity of goal, and it's the outcome, the feeling of cycling a new tank. What did I do, man? I found that sand. That motherfucker failed to deliver a piece of shit. But nonetheless, okay, I got the table. I know what we're gonna do. I know we're gonna be cleaning all this out. Okay, and Arsenio, what about the rock? I already found it. Aqua Forest Rock in Thailand. Unbelievable. Saved it to a cart, and I'm like, hey, it is what it is. How much is it? Oh shit, gotta do what I gotta do. I could buy two bigger, you know, I could buy two other things later on, but I gotta buy at least one box of this. How much is it? 100? Well, it is what it is. Let's go. Gotta cycle this shit. So, hey, it's not what you want to do, it's what you need to do in preservation of livestock. All right, let's get into the next one. Now, what's the map? What is that map? You know, the path you will follow to get there. And most of your efforts, to be honest with you, to get anything only takes about 4 to 5 steps. So please remember, you just need to write down to get there. I think it's really important to think about if you don't know how to invent that map, just writing down those steps. Like, if your goal is to be a best-selling author, okay, find a conference to write. People talk about it, bought a course on it, and then you know, you end up going through it. And then, to be honest with you, there are a lot of these strategies, these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-step strategies that people have already put out there. You know, some people, they just have these titanic ass things. Oh my God, I want to do this. I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, okay, let's do season one. What does it look like? How many episodes? What are we talking about? How long is it going to be? What's your audience? What are your hashtags? Man, I gave you guys a whole bunch of questions already. Like startup, you know, oh, I want to get to a dental university, or oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. Five simple steps, write it down. Then it's the accelerators. How are you going to get there fast? Ideas, strategies, maybe people you have to get in touch with, different approaches to this, right? It helps you achieve things faster, nonetheless. You know, or where to spend your money, what to put something into. Maybe you might have to drop one thing and add another thing. it's really important to sit down and think about, okay, how can I expedite this process? You know, I could have expedited the process a very long time ago in terms of making a lot of money if I just knew the right people to get in touch with. Shit, I could have expedited the process of me going through that funk yesterday by saying, who can I get in touch with? And I ended up like making my story available to a lot of people. And then next thing you know, I got the two right people in my life, my best friend from 1994 and another girl that I taught 3 years ago to give me that information to say, oh, damn, okay, Arsenio. Hey, stop being a bitch. Excuse me, Jesus. Hey, you already had your funk. You got your funk, so you got to move it on. Let's keep it going. And then it's the obstacles. What are some of the obstacles? What are some of the obstacles? Now, I know there ain't no obstacle in comparison to the things that I keep referencing in terms of yesterday over the last couple of days. There are no obstacles. Could there be? Do I need to anticipate what could happen? Sure. Is anything going to happen? No. But can I anticipate this? Yeah. But also, what are some things that could put us in a better position? Well, getting back on Herbalife, getting a whole bunch of fiber into the diet, taking that calcium and taking that vitamin D. That's going to prevent a lot of things from happening. Environmental factors. What type of environmental factors? Thailand is all about pollution, man. What can I buy around the house? Well, to be honest with you, I could buy probably two more of those machines. Two more of those machines. A bigger one for the living room in this big area to flush out all that pollution. And then I could have another one in the other room. And then I might have one in the hall. That shit. That's what we're gonna have to do, especially when the baby comes along in the future. Right? And so if you're not sure how, you don't have that thing, or you're unsure. Or maybe you get in your own way, or you don't have discipline, you don't have money, you don't have resources, you don't have time. These are all the obstacles. And it looks like a lot of them are in your control, right? It's very rare that I write it down and the obstacle that I cannot overcome. I write down those obstacles and I'm like, okay, money, what do I need to do? Resources, who do I need to get in touch with? Time, come on, block time, baby. Discipline. What can I do in the morning to start generating that energy? Asking for help, more networking, developing those skills. These are the different things that could get you and accelerate you. People write down the goals, but they never write down the potential obstacles. And this is what makes them end up getting stuck. So this is your moment to start doing it. I'm your host, as always, over and out.